listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about God's never-ending faithfulness and read to you from Psalm 119, starting at verse 89. Here we go. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You established the earth and it abides. They continue to this day according to your ordinances, for all are your servants. It's good for a man or a woman to have some things settled in their mind. Significant doubts are then passed away, and one is at peace with a matter that has been carefully weighed, and then a conclusion has finally been reached. For the author of Psalm 119, of course, inspired by the Holy Spirit of God, God's word was settled. And I love the phrase he used, it was settled in heaven. That settled state of heart and mind led to a logical conclusion. He said to the God of a settled word, your faithfulness endures to all generations. The psalmist believed that God's settled word was a demonstration of God's faithfulness, and that faithfulness extended across all generations. We recognize this truth when we look at generations past, present, and future. We trace the line of God's incredible faithfulness to each generation, despite each man's worst desires and works. We also recognize the truth of this principle when we consider how God has preserved His word throughout the generations. There have been seasons, and these are still true today, when merely possessing a Bible was a crime punishable by death. Remember that for most of its existence, the Bible was the target of hatred and persecution. Kings, skeptics, and religious men of all sorts have tried to destroy the Word of God. Sometimes they attacked it with force and fire. Sometimes they attacked the Bible with arguments and mockery meant to discredit it. Despite it all, the Bible still survives. No, it thrives far beyond mere survival. The psalmist then continued, you established the earth and it abides. They continue this day according to your ordinances. This means that the word of God, your ordinances, is what established the earth and caused it to abide. The world and all of its creation began with a word from God. You can read about that in Genesis chapter 1. It's no surprise that the world is also sustained and it endures according to God's word. According to Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8 and Matthew chapter 24 verse 35, God's word will stand even when heaven and earth will pass away. These passages put God's word outside the created world. And these passages indicate that God's word is more permanent and more enduring than creation. Since the created world came into being and is sustained by God's word, this makes perfect sense. And then the psalmist said, "For all are your servants." This means that the psalmist looked at the created order and understood that all creation ultimately serves God and His purpose. The earth, which God established and which abides, well, the earth obeys God's word. There is a wonderful and inspiring link between the beauty, the power, and the order of creation and the beauty, power, and order of God's word. You are one of God's creatures. So do something today. Read, meditate upon, and believe God's enduring word.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.